It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. As you've heard today, the Supreme Court has struck down the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to reduce carbon emissions from power plants. The cases in question involve the Clean Power Plan. It's an Obama-era directive meant to curb emissions from energy facilities powered by coal. The directive technically never took effect, and the emissions ended up dropping anyway because coal plants were replaced by natural gas due to economic forces. Still, though, that didn't stop the Trump administration from repealing the Clean Power Plan in 2019, setting up the SCOTUS decision today. But the ruling could have broad impacts on how the feds and states regulate carbon emissions. That's because the EPA may now need congressional sign-off to enact carbon rules, and Congress can often be a political trash fire. Here now to talk about the potential fallout is Basil Sagos, the commissioner of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Commissioner Sagos, thanks for joining us on All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me on, Sean. Pleasure.
The state and the EPA collaborate on environmental projects, things like policy and regulation and enforcement. So what was your reaction to the ruling today?
Great question. Well, listen, we knew it was coming. And based on the last few weeks, we had a feeling this was not going to be a good decision. And indeed, it is not a good decision. It's somewhat devastating, unfortunately. Congress having not acted on carbon emissions really since the early 90s, effectively leaving it to the authority of the EPA and EPA finding creative ways to do so. Now the Supreme Court eviscerating EPA's ability to do that. And this in the middle of what we all, I think, know is a global crisis in climate change. So it was a major setback. We like everybody else, we're all still digesting it, but it's clear this has been a major blow to EPA's authority.
New York State has some of the strongest environmental protection laws in the country. So if we're curtailing the EPA, which is a federal agency, does that have an impact on state policy when it comes or when we talk about getting to net zero emissions?
Well, look, generally, no. States have the authority to exceed the stringency of any federal laws. And that's what you have here in New York. We do have strong, as you know, very strong environmental laws, very strong climate laws. We're making billions of dollars of investments in clean energy. But I think what it does most is shine a light on state action, right? It puts more of a burden on New York, puts more of a burden on 49 other states to step up and do the kinds of things that the federal government needs to do. And frankly, the federal government wants to do, but now it's back on us. At least until Congress and perhaps the EPA can get creative and find ways in which to put the U.S. back in the lead on this.
A specific example of a greenhouse gas emitter that gets a lot of attention in the news is that Bitcoin mining operation upstate. Can you tell us what the latest on that front is and if this ruling will make it any harder to enact more stringent regulations on it?
Well, somewhat of a timely question, and we didn't arrange it like this. Earlier today, we actually just came out with a denial of that facility's permit renewal based on the state's own greenhouse gas and climate law. We found the plant to be inconsistent with our state law and issued the denial. Perhaps a counterpoint of it to what's happening at the federal level, but in terms of state authority, that the federal decision, the Supreme Court decision, won't have any effect on the state's ability to curtail those kinds of emission sources.
So you've been talking a lot about what the state can or should do because there are now stricter things or regulations on what the federal government can do. Can you talk about any examples of what the state can do? Similar to now that the Supreme Court has rolled back concealed carry laws, New York is moving to harden gun control. Are we able to do anything like that for carbon emissions?
Yes, luckily. The legislature enacted and the governor signed in 2019 the most ambitious climate law in the country. And it requires us to curtail emissions economy-wide, not just from the power sector, but transportation, housing, agriculture. We need to hit those targets, those really ambitious net zero targets by 2050 in order to from our perspective, be a national leader on this.
Basil Sagos is the commissioner of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Commissioner, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Sean. Thanks.